Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 158 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com. I'm finally back. I had to take a week off last week, and the reason was pretty simple. I've been sick, and it's just been one cold after the other this entire autumn. It's been crazy. But I'm back today, thankfully. And we're gonna take a look back at the year today. So yeah, of course you'll notice, but we're still not recording live, or you won't notice because you're watching this after the fact. Still not back to streaming, but I will be taking some weeks off my day job because I have some vacation days left towards the middle of December. So I'll probably get in a couple of daytime streams then and just see you guys again live, which is going to be nice. Relax a bit, quite a bit as well, is the plan then. Of course, the podcast is made available by my patrons that, amongst other things, can get early access to all of the text guides I post at thelazygoldmaker.com. So if you're interested in that, you can head on over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. So let's dive in. Now, Shadowlands has been out for a little over a year now. And I noticed someone on Reddit posted their Shadowlands retrospective from a Goldwaking perspective. I didn't read the entire post, partially because I saw the headline and I liked the idea. And I wanted to talk through from my perspective, and I wanted to do it based on how I look at the year and not how they structured their post. I thought it was a perfect time now to take a look back at this year and talk about how it's gone from a gold-making perspective. Now, luckily, since I'm doing my Road to 100 Million Gold series, I have a lot of data since Shadowlands launched. So I know how much gold I had then, I know how much gold I've made, I know. Can even do it on a per-realm basis, which is nice, and have it in one spot instead of having to log back and forth between characters and check it in TSM in-game, which would be super annoying. So there's that. Now, when Shadowlands, back in November, on the 30th of November, I had just under 20 million gold. And of that, about 2 million was on Draenor. And I had a small, and the rest was spread out over my other realms. So since then, I've added 4 new realms to my gold-making Imperium. And obviously a ton of gold, because I am currently sitting just shy of 50 million gold. Might be above 50 million when I collect my sales. So in the first year of Shadowlands, I've more than doubled my gold, and I pulled in 30 million gold in profits. So obviously that's pretty good on the face of it. No denying that. If we break it down a little bit more, on my 4 new realms, I now have a total of 4 million gold. And I have about 19 million on my other old realms outside of Draenor, which means I've added about 6 million gold on my flipping realms, where I do battle pets, material flipping, some BFA investments like Island Expedition gear and some mounts and stuff like that, that I bought at the end of BFA. So that's brought in about 5-6 million this year. And then the rest of my 30 million, the rest 25 million, is just all on Draenor. From one market, legendaries. So I think if there's one word to sum up gold making over the last year, it's that: legendaries. Now, as someone who enjoys using crafting professions to generate my gold, couldn't really have asked for Blizzard to design anything better than legendaries. The structure of legendaries was just perfect for if you were either already rich. I was sort of rich, not super rich on Draenor. But if you weren't super rich, but you were willing to take a lot of risk, then it was perfect. And I was willing to risk all of my gold on Draenor. I had about, I think I had 1 million-ish when Shadowlands launched. It might have been up to 2. So not that rich in terms of how expensive legendaries were to level. So yeah, I had 2 million a week after launch. But I had the risk. I had the risk-seeking attitude to take advantage of it. So I leveled up my recipes hardcore. I spent a ton of gold. And the people who did that, like me, we have a huge barrier to entry that everyone else has to overcome. And anyone who entered that market early, either because they could power level all of the recipes at once because they had huge amounts of gold, or just doing it one by one like I did, we have a huge advantage because we were able to sell our rank 2s and 3s for a profit if we wanted to. At least I was, because I needed that gold. If you were rich enough, then you probably didn't care about getting profit from your rank 2s and 3s. You would rather just dump prices to keep more people out. But on the weeks where people could craft rank 2s and rank 3s at the Rune Carver, demand exploded, the auction house ran out, and I was selling my stuff for huge profits. So that was nice. And it has meant that I've been far ahead of the competition, and I could really take advantage of that in 9.1. Now, the cost was pretty extreme. Personally, I spent more than 30 million gold on callus hides to level leatherworking. Which, that's just crazy. That was during the first month or two. I had incredible sales, but I spent almost all of it. When I was finally done, then my gold's totals actually started ballooning up, so that was nice. Now, the reason why the legendary market is so good is obviously because legendaries are straight up best in slot gear for every class, every spec in the entire game. Everyone wants these. And with how WoW functions, most players feel like they need everything that they can get. Like, they feel like they need best in slot. They feel that they need a max rank legendary, even if they aren't doing super top-end content. They're going to feel that they want to that, and they're just going to want to do that to improve their characters. So we have consistent, very, very strong demand. Always people are going to want legendaries as long as Shadowlands lasts. And then on top of that, the extreme capital requirement and the huge barrier to entry. You literally needed to be rich or semi-rich and super, super risk-seeking. And you get the perfect storm for someone like me to make huge amounts of gold at the expense of people who either weren't rich or just are too risk-averse to go hard. So I won't go into whether or not this is good design in this episode. It probably isn't. But this is the reason why legendaries were so incredibly profitable, and why myself and many others have made such incredible amounts of gold from that market. Obviously, you also need to put in quite a bit of effort here in terms of cancel scanning and posting your legendaries. The post cost is very, very low. And even if there aren't a huge amount of competitors, the people you are competing with are the most hardcore of the hardcore gold makers. So we're talking people with two accounts, people with more than two accounts making gold, and cancel scanning very significantly. Personally, I'm not the hardcore cancel scanner, but I do have two accounts, which gives me a large advantage. I'm not someone who will do like cancel scanning every 5 minutes for hours on time. I get bored to tears doing stuff like that. The most hardcore I've ever gone is probably doing something like cancel scanning the rank 4 or rank 6 groups once every 20-30 minutes on reset days when I'm already playing the game on my other account. On non-reset days, I generally didn't cancel scan at all. Just reposted my auctions when they expired. Maybe, and I cancel scan like once a day if I wanted to, because I just hate it so much. Now, of course, I don't remember. I haven't written down how many cancel scans I did, so I'm not sure how much time I spent, but not copious amounts, because I absolutely detest cancel scanning. Now, legendary sales were extremely concentrated around the reset day and Torghast resets. So cancel scans on Wednesdays or Tuesdays were just way too good. I've ended up in a guild where we raid on Wednesday, so that makes it a little bit hard to repost since I'm focused. But Wednesdays were the number one day. Just reposting then, you'd probably make 80% of your sales for a week. 70 to 80% of your sales on Wednesday. Of course, we don't need Torghast anymore, or did the Torghast reset. So right now, that shouldn't matter as much. But that was the case in the past. Now, I've been falling a little bit out of love with legendaries, because it's not really that interesting. You just run a restock, figure out which ones you're missing, you go craft more of those, You run cancel scan as often as you can be bothered. And then you spend a huge amount of time on your alt or second accounts crafting the intermediate materials to make sure that you have the maximum profit margin you can. And it's just like, it's a bunch of clicking buttons. Which is sad, because the top echelon of gold making in BFA and Legion was to do flipping high-end BOEs, which was a lot more of an art form, looking at deals and considering them, which I enjoyed a lot more than I do legendaries, even though legendaries have objectively been better for me. They've made me a huge amount of gold, more than I made in BFA or Legion, so the market is objectively better, but it feels a little bit worse to me personally. So we'll see. The one thing I am looking forward to is the preparation for 9.2. Because with how Shadowlands gold making has been, it's been extremely front-loaded in every market because legendaries is such an important part. And legendaries sell by far best when everyone just unlocks them. So the day people get access to rank 6, enough soul cinders for rank 6 sales explode. That's going to be the case for 9.2 as well. The day people can make their rank 7 legendaries, rank 7 sales are going to absolutely explode, and you need to be there with the huge amounts and tons of cancel scanning on that specific day. So I'm going to prepare. I'm going to get materials ready, follow the PTR very, very closely. Obviously, we don't know enough information yet to figure out what the correct approach is going to be, but I'll be ready, that's for sure. That's for sure. I'm really looking forward to that. Now, if we look at my profit margin in Shadowlands, like I usually say that profit margin for crafting and flipping is usually about 20 to 30%. But that has not been the case for me in Shadowlands. It's been lower than that. I have 162 million gold in sales on Draenor, with about 24 million gold in profits from those sales, which is 15%. A lot lower than my advertised 20 to 30%. Part of this is because I probably lost gold at multiple times just with my restocking strategy for legendaries. It's not particularly smart. I keep everything in stock. I still keep rank 2s in stock for some legendaries. But my profit margin doesn't actually matter, as long as it's positive. I haven't been limited by my gold total since like January, when I finished the last recipes for legendaries. So it really doesn't matter. What matters is the raw profit. And I've never made 24 million gold on a single server in a single year before. So this is still like the best. This is still extremely good and better than anything I've ever done. Because the profit margin doesn't matter. The raw gold increasing, that's what really matters. Because I'm trying to get rich. I'm not trying to make the largest percentage profit margin play. That's just something to make myself aware of. Now some trivia. My top-selling item in gold quantity is Shadowghast Greaves, the plate leggings. I think they were one of the first legendaries I leveled. They've been absolutely fantastic item throughout the entire expansion. Love it. The item I have spent the most gold on? That's probably Heavy Callous Hide. It didn't have it on the dashboard, but I believe it's Heavy Callous Hide at 42 million gold. And that does not count the gold I've spent on Callous Hide and turned into Heavy Callous Hide, which is probably a couple of million more. Quartzite crystals are getting close, though. They're above 30 million on quartzite crystals just since 9.1 launched. That's pretty interesting. Now, what's very interesting is how much of my gold, or of my liquid gold increases, comes since 9.1 launched. Back in June, I was at 30 million gold. So I've made about 20 million in profit since then. So I've made about 10 million. Up until 9.1 in profit. And then I've made 20 million since then. Perhaps not super surprising, since I was reinvesting a lot of gold in 9.0 to get all of my recipes off the ground, and that took some gold, and I probably lost quite a bit of gold on some of the rank 2s and 3s, and I spent gold leveling recipes that never paid off. So there is that. I probably sold a bunch of legendaries, like 3 months down the line when material prices had gone down significantly compared to what I paid for them. Whereas that did not really happen in 9.1. So if we're looking ahead, the most important part of the rest of Shadowlands will literally be like the first 3-4 weeks of 9.2. As I said, Shadowlands gold making has been like the front-loaded gold making expansion par excellence. Patch launches, gold being made around patch launches is hugely important. So you should be following the PTR closely. And you should target one of two markets. Either Crafter's Mark, if you're not already rich, or Legendaries, if you're already rich. And you want to get the recipe for the new optional reagent or for the new Crafter's Mark, the item level 262 one. You want to get that as soon as humanly possible. Both of those markets were fantastic in 9.1. Crafter's Mark of the Chained Isle gear was selling for like 35,000 gold for the rings. They cost like 5-10,000 to craft. Absolutely incredible profit. Same for the legendaries. Rank 6 legendaries when you could finally get enough soul cinders. Sales were through the roof. We can expect the history to repeat itself in 9.2. So as soon as we have enough information to make some informed decisions, it's time to make them. So guys, that's it for me this week. My throat and voice is still a little bit raw. Thanks for watching, listening, or enjoying the podcast. If you love this and you want to see more of it, make sure you leave a like on the YouTube. It really helps me out. Or just listen to us on Spotify or whatever podcast platform you prefer. And we'll see you on the next episode. Have a profitable week. Goodbye, guys.